Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, unless you're from Ballymun, you might know this, but it is Better Ballymun Day today. And one of the women at the centre of all of it is Frances Neary, the principal of Trinity Comprehensive right here in Ballymun. Frances, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Tell me, Better Ballymun, how did this all get started?
It started when a teacher of ours went to a Tidy Towns meeting, and they were speaking about the Tidy Towns report. Amazing positive stuff in the Tidy Town report, but there was also some recommendations that we could maybe look at in the community. So the teacher, Paddy O'Reilly, brought it down to the school with the students, and we had a look at their recommendations and said, okay, is there anything that we can do about this? And Tidy Towns was born, and we've been the project is an annual project, and it's going from strength to strength.
And do the tell me about the kids getting involved. Do they? How does that affect them? Are they on board? Really?
The only way I can describe it is active citizenship at its best. These students have just taken ownership of their community, and today, you look out this window, you'll be able to see hundreds of students in their high-vis jackets going to over 44 locations around Ballymun, and primary school students and youth groups and organisations. So we've been working with them throughout the year, and the teachers, and Paddy O'Reilly, who's the main man, sort of leading this, with Margaret Gillespie, another amazing woman, and Orla Kelly. They're sitting down and they're giving the students their jobs, the utensils and the things they need to use, and they're going out and they're meeting with residents and meeting with youth groups, and they're making a difference today.
They're getting involved in their community very, very early on. I mean, surely that's going to have an effect, a positive effect. And apart from your own school, so you mentioned a couple of other groups there involved. Who else is involved?
Yeah, so we have DCC, okay. Tidy Towns, we have Briar, we have the primary schools, we have the shops, we have Access, of course. To be honest with you, the majority of organisations around are doing something today to make a difference. And it's all about, I suppose, the students, you know, taking ownership of their space. Because if you're walking along a planter that you've just planted, you're going to say to your friends, you know what? Don't mess around with that. I put a good bit of work into that. Don't damage it. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And we're here in the Access Theatre today. What role does it play in helping your students engage with the arts?
Look, we have an arts guarantee down there, and the initial concept we had spoken to Niamh about, saying what are we going to do with the arts in our school, because we believe that in order for young children to be able to express themselves, to deal with their emotions, and just the arts is so beneficial. We're also like a trauma-informed school, and we believe that the arts is very good with students expressing themselves. So we would liaise with the Access all of the time.
Right.
They let us come and watch different shows. They also link us up with amazing artists. Mm-hmm. They give us the space to use. To be honest with you, we could go on and on. We have a great partnership with the Access.
Amazing. Okay, so you mentioned some of the students are outside selling cupcakes and things they've made.
Yeah, they're out in the plaza.
Good on them.
They have their pop-up shops, and they have their little pop-up shops that have been made by reclaimed pallets from SICA, one of the local organisations. Yeah. So they're out there selling their goods today.
What other events are happening today, and where can people take a look online?
So we have a website, www.betterballymun.ie, and there's a map on that, and it'll be shown. We're updating the locations as it happens. So there's 44 different projects happening. So we have mental health murals. They're working in churches. They're working with residents from the area, where the residents are asked, you know, maybe painting that and fixing this and planting and cutting down hedges. Our school has a huge amount of activities as well. We have just got Swift bird boxes installed in the school with the alarm, and it's all around sort of, you know, bird species who are finding it difficult, you know, to thrive in these areas, that we're giving them, you know, areas that they can, habitats for them, but we can also learn, and it's an educational piece for the students.
Amazing.
Also the biodiverse gardens, like if you take a drive around, you'll be able to see the amount of locations. It's very visible today.
It's great. It's phenomenal what you're doing. And look, we're sitting here with a young person who has gained a lot from the Access in particular. Multimedia artist Aaron Sunderland Carey is here. Aaron, let me ask you, what has the Access given to you?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah, the Access, I suppose the Access has been great. It's given me a lot of opportunities. when I was 18, I received the John Duffy Youth Arts Bursary, which was a big push for me to follow arts and creativity. It gave me a place to work and it gave me some funding, but more importantly than that, it gave me a lot of confidence to pursue something I was interested in. It was the first time someone kind of invested that into me, and that came from the Axis. And ever since then, there's been a great relationship between myself and the Axis. We've continued to work together. I've been an artist in residency here. We've set up projects together. We're doing the Creative Spaces project that was only down in the Trinity Comprehensive the other day. Yeah, we're doing a mural with some of the young people around mental health and stuff, and we're going to be working with a bunch of other organisations, different new projects and stuff around Ballymun. So there's a continued relationship, and we're looking to continue to grow that relationship with all these other amazing organisations and to use art and creativity as this way of kind of connecting people.
Absolutely. Why do you think access to the arts, it's so important for everyone, not just for those who can afford it, right?
Definitely, yeah, 100%. 100%, and I think there's definitely, at times it can seem daunting to people, spaces like this and even days like this where you can see our local community getting involved and doing things, that is a big boost, and to see other people coming into spaces like the Axis and putting on shows or putting up an exhibition.
It's inspiring.
It encourages young people to get involved and show that it's not just for those other people.
Aaron, you've done work related to masculinity in young men.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, I think it's a big topic. I think it's a very important topic.
Yeah.
So we've brought in on a project called What Does He Need? By artist Fiona Whelan and Broken Talk, as we had the youth project. That was probably my first big step into socially engaged art and working with young people instead of just paintings in a studio by myself, you know. And it was an amazing experience. I think it's so important to work with young men at around the age of 12, 13, the first group was, and I've worked with younger since as well and older. But I think it's just so important to have these conversations around, you know, what is a man, what these ideas of masculinity are, that they have to work or put on this kind of bravado act, and you're just trying to get them to look at it for a minute at that young age and just take a step back and say, why are you saying them words? Why are you acting that way? And just try and pull it apart a little bit, just so they have a bit of self-awareness around certain things. And that as well then, that the teachers or the youth workers or the parents who are involved in the project, they also get to hear what that young person's experience is, what that young man's experience is, and what he may need then, you know, growing up in the following months, what he might need to help him along the way, you know?
What's the response been like? Because I would imagine, you know, that pre-teenage, 12, 13 young lads, are they responsive to these conversations? Are they open to chat about this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Probably more so with you, let's be honest.
Yeah,
than someone like me or a teacher, or you know what I mean? I mean, I think you're a great role model, and it's great that you're doing this kind of stuff and opening up these conversations. And what has the response been like from them?
The response has been good, and I think you're definitely right. I think it helps to have a younger fella like myself who's from an area like them come in and speak the way they speak and stuff.
Yeah.
They definitely warm to that. But as well as a big part of socially engaged art is kind of long-term engagement as well. So if we can, we try and come in and do workshops with them or spend time with the young people and develop a bit of a back-and-forth kind of relationship with them, that they do gain a bit more trust and they tend to open up a lot more then. But the response has been brilliant by young people. You'd be surprised how much
you
get out of them, yeah.
I mean, today is just such a buzz. Have you seen a difference in the area over the years, like with things like this, Better Ballymun Day and the Axis Theatre? Have you seen a change in the community?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a lot more openness from young people in terms of art and creativity.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot more open. When I was younger, it was definitely a little bit more stigmatized. You were kind of, you know, you were almost putting a target on your back if you were going to go out and sing or dance or something. Like, you were kind of looking to get a few slaggins. But it's definitely a lot more openness now about it. Young people are a lot braver, and it's just a better sense of community around that sort of stuff, you know.
Come here, little birdie tells me your mother also played a big part in developing your passion of the arts. Tell me about your mother.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my mom definitely did. She would have done interior design in college first. Now, she's been to college multiple different times. She's still going back to college, all sorts of things she's doing. She's brilliant. But she would have done interior design when I was quite young, so we would have seen a lot of these drawings and stuff and people making models, and it definitely kind of sparked my interest and curiosity. But then even later on, when I was a teenager and I was maybe not having as much of an interest in school, maybe I didn't want to go as much, she seen I had an interest in art and she took me to art galleries and she encouraged that for me. And then for my birthday and stuff, I might have got a few markers and a few sketchbooks. There was a little nudge then towards that she knew that was the thing I was interested in. So she constantly tried to push me towards it, and it was brilliant.
She sounds amazing.
She
sounds amazing. Who do you look up to in the art world?
Yeah, well, geez, yeah, that's a big question. Who do I look up to in the art world? I suppose, like, a big inspiration for myself would have been Fiona Whelan, when I met Fiona Whelan along the way. She's a brilliant woman. She's taught me so much around socially engaged arts, and I definitely don't think I'd be where I am now without herself, mm-hmm. as well as a whole range of people. Like, there's so many people.
And what's the goal for you? What's the future hold for Aaron Sunderland Carey?
The future? I'm not sure. Continue to do these projects. We have lots of projects going on at the minute around the community, around loads of different communities, continuing to just build up these projects and to just put the time into them, not thinking too much about what's the next project, but instead just really putting the time and passion into the projects we're doing now so that we get the best result out of them.
Absolutely, and celebrate days like today, a better Ballymun Day, which is just amazing. Francis Nutley and Aaron Sunderland Carey, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll be back with more after these.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.